Bus service in Nashville is facing cutbacks this year that could shorten the hours that buses run and their frequency, and the cost of each ride is likely to increase. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the reductions move in the opposite direction of the major expansion the transit agency had been seeking.
Leaders of WeGo warned they'd have to make cuts if the city couldn't come up with $8 million more than last year. This is mostly because the state of Tennessee is providing less money. But the mayor's budget does not include all that WeGo asked for. So Transit Chief Steve Bland told the Metro Council on Wednesday that cuts will be painful.
Regardless of how many or how few people may ride a service, somebody rides everything we operate. And impacts of service reductions or fare increases can range from inconvenience to severely compromising the quality of life of an individual.
Bus riders and transit backers are criticizing the mayor and asking the Metro Council to intervene before finalizing the numbers. It's not clear that will happen, although some members are sympathetic. In a statement, the mayor's office didn't directly address the cuts and instead emphasized the amount of spending on streets, sidewalks, and traffic calming. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
The transit agency is planning a series of public meetings to discuss the cuts and fare increases. WeGo last increased the cost of riding in 2012.